Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
I'm Danny Cunningham. He is Daryl Ryder filling in for Ken and Anthony right here on 92.3 The Fan. We have a little bit of news, Daryl, as the Cleveland Browns have announced the Pro Bowl selections. Who is heading to wherever that game is now?
Or games or whatever it is they're doing for the Pro Bowl. So here you go. For the Cleveland Browns, you've got three players named. Myles Garrett, no surprise there. Denzel Ward, no surprise there. And Jerry Jeudy, congratulations to him. He has been named to the Pro Bowl. Garrett and Jeudy voted as starters for the game. The Browns also have six alternates that have been named. Joel Bitonio, Corey Bohorquez, Nick Chubb, David Njoku, Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, and Wyatt Teller. Again, those six players were named as Pro Bowl alternates, but Garrett and Jeudy starters, and Denzel Ward also headed to the Pro Bowl games or whatever the hell they're called.
Are you automatically a Pro Bowl alternate if they sell your jersey in the team shop? Is that how that works?
I don't know, but that's quick math. That's nine guys mentioned with Pro Bowl, and the Cleveland Browns are 3-13.
It's three times awesome. As many guys as they have wins.
Good math, Owen.
They got a Pro Bowler per win.
No, they nice. Got three.
They got three per win.
You count alternates.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Get them in there.
216-474-0092.
Imagine if they win 10 next year.
Oh, man. Whole roster.
Hey, by the way, the Browns are spending $100 million per win this year.
That's a lot of money per win. It's a lot of money per win.
Good look for the analytics department.
It's out only $33.333 million per Pro Bowler per win, though.
That's not bad. That's good ROI.
I was told there would be no math this morning.
What Who are we told doing? You that?
Now, 2025, we've become strictly a math show.
That's who we are. That's who we are. That's what we've become. That's what we will strive to do better.
More spreadsheets for everybody.
Hey, you're the one that brought up the bleep sheet. That's a spreadsheet, is it not?
It is. Yeah. It is five pages deep of just absolute slop. There's Cleveland Browns football.
You're the one that brought that up.
You know what? It's so bad. I need a spreadsheet. I need five pages. It's been so, like, I get tired of looking this stuff up every year. I got lazy. 10 years ago, I got lazy, and I got tired of looking up the quarterbacks and the wins and losses and all that stuff. And you know what? I need a spreadsheet. And so I came up with the bleep sheet. And you know what? It served me well, and I'm five pages deep.
216-474-0092. Scott in Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. What's up, Scott?
Hey, how you doing? Happy New Year, fellas.
You as well, Scott. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just want to say, you know, until we just come to the realization that Barry, Stefanski, and Dee Podesta needs to go, we're going to see more of this next season. That's really all I had to say, and thanks for taking my call, fellas.
Well, thank you for the call. I don't like grouping all of them into one area, Daryl. Like, Andrew Berry, I'm fine if he's not the GM of the Browns anymore. If he's not the lead decision maker, I'm good with that. I don't know entirely what Paul Dee Podesta does. I don't know if he's worth keeping.
You ain't the only one.
Worth moving on from. I don't have a real opinion there because I don't feel like I have the information. That said, I really like Kevin Stefanski, and I would prefer that he stays as head coach. I think that they can win. I think he's an awesome coach, and I think if he were let go, there would be teams that would fire their current head coach to hire Kevin Stefanski.
You know, yeah, he would be unemployed for probably 24 to 48 hours.
If he wanted to be.
Here's my problem with the Dee Podesta thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's the chief strategy officer. He got here in 2016, right before they burned the house down.
Yep.
Can you tell me what part of his strategy actually helps this team win games? I'm talking because this is a results business.
Mm-hmm.
What is it with the strategy that Paul Dee Podesta has made the Cleveland Browns a winning franchise.
I don't know what he does. So I cannot answer any question about Paul De Podesta because I don't know what the guy does, Daryl. I don't know where he is. I don't know what he does. I don't know what his job actually is.
Well, I saw him walking out of Kevin Stefanski's office Sunday.
Prove it's not a hologram.
It was him. He and Andrew Berry were arm in arm. They were brothers in arms walking out of Kevin Stefanski's office.
They were arm in arm.
It was just a beautiful. I wish I would have taken a photo. Just see.
I wish
see
you would have too.
In the presence of each other. I was like, oh,
I'm glad
Paul
you
De
know
Podesta
what he looks like. I spend way more time over there as a guy who's followed the team for 15 years now.
I recognize.
I have no clue what he looks like.
Okay, well,
I just think Jonah,
he looks like Jonah
I just
Hill
think he's Jonah Hill. That's what I think.
Hey, Andrew, this is Deshaun Watson. His problem is he's not really good at playing football anymore. Let's give him $230 million.
It's easy to learn, right, Wash? It's incredibly difficult. 216-474-0092. James in East Cleveland, you're next up on the Fan. What's up, James?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
Morning.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too, brother. Listen, I'm glad we're saying it the same because I thought I was separate in that. Is that if head started to roll, and I don't want it to just yet, I think you start with De Podesta and Berry first. When I really look, and I haven't really looked at all the drafts, but to my account, this regime has not drafted any offensive playmakers. I can't think of one they drafted.
I think the closest thing is Cedric Tillman, who's had a nice year. I'm not willing. I'm with you. Like Andrew Berry has really struggled to pick offensive players. Cedric Tillman has had a nice year, especially after Deshaun Watson got hurt. But that's my biggest gripe with Berry, too, is he's picked some good defensive players, James. But offensively, it's just I'm left wanting more.
Yes, and they've acquired some. They've picked up some. When you look at the Watson contract, and, you know, I'm just going to level set it a little bit. When you really look at that Deshaun Watson contract, at the time, Deshaun Watson was the hottest thing going. So you really can't take that away from him. The Baker thing I also agree with, too. He wasn't leading the Browns. They was, you know, looking to take it a step above. But at the time, Baker couldn't take him. So, and they didn't decide to get rid of Baker. Baker decided to lead the Browns with, you know, all this. But his Vincent was going to lead there anyway. But I think the Browns just, I don't know. And last thing, if you're Joe Batonio and you playing for these Browns, and you feel like you're being yo-yo because for the first 7-8 years of your career, you really never had any success. Then you do see some success. You make the playoffs. You get in there. The next year you fail. Then you make the playoffs the next year, and it's fail. For him, it's like you can't get right, man.
No.
Thank you, guys.
You can't. Thank you for the call, James. Appreciate it. Have a happy new year. But you can't. The way I see it for Batonio is if he decides to retire, I can't blame him the least bit because I have no reason to believe, if I'm him, that the Browns are going to be good next year. I don't know what the plan is for the Browns to be good next year. And Andrew Berry, I don't trust making the draft picks anymore. I've been a big Andrew Berry fan for a long time, but at a certain point, I need to see better results with guys that he drafts. And I've not seen that on the offensive side of the football. Defensively, there have absolutely been some guys that I think have been hits. There's no doubt about that. Not all of them, but enough of them that make me confident saying, okay, if he picks a corner, might be okay. If he picks a linebacker, he's probably going to be pretty good. A safety, same way. But offensively, it's just been such a nightmare, Daryl.
Would you like to know the Browns record since Paul De Podesta got here?
Well, it started with, so when did he arrive? When was his hire date?
In like February of 2016.
So his first year they went 1-15. His second year they would have gone 0-16, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So that gets you 1-31.
Mm-hmm.
And then what, 7-8-1 the next year?
Yeah. So I'll just 54 wins, 92 losses, one tie. Boy, really kick some serious booty with that strategy.
I mean, yes and no, because the plan is to lose at the start.
Well, and right? So now,
and that is always going to be on him. That's always going to be part of his record. Like, I totally get that. But if you take away the, okay, we are going to very, very drastically strip this thing down to the studs, which I don't think was the wrong decision. Going 1-31 is obviously an eyesore, but they needed a proper rebuild.
Yeah.
If you take that away, it's been the best stretch of Browns football in my life.
Yeah, and they're still under 500.
Right. that speaks more to what this really organization pathetic. Is.
The best stretch of Browns football in your life, and the franchise is still below 500.
Yes, that's where we're at.
That might be the most pathetic thing I've ever heard.
But it's the truth.
No. I'm not criticizing you. I'm just saying that speaks to how pathetic it is.
Yeah, it's who the Cleveland Browns have always been. This is the only team I know them as.
Your Chiefs.
I feel at home right now with the Browns.
Because
this is what I'm used to.
Your Chiefs strategy officer is such a genius that this franchise is below 500 while trying to win.
And none of us know what his job actually does.
Your best stretch is 40-43 under Kevin Stefanski. That's your best stretch.
Yeah.
And you're below 500. Boy, really glad that guy's on the payroll. Paying big time dividends.
I don't know what he does.
I just. And again, if they were winning, if they were drafting Pro Bowlers,
well, yeah, that solves everything.
I'm all for whatever competitive advantage you can find.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not anti analytics just because I'm anti Paul DePodesta. I'm anti Paul DePodesta because he's not producing results. This is not a winning organization. Plain and simple. And it's been that way. And you know what? I will concede. Yes, the 3-36-1 under Hugh Jackson was absolutely planned. So I won't hold that against the guy.
Right.
But
it didn't need to be as bad as it was, but it needed to get bad.
But from 2018 on, you're still a losing franchise.
Right.
Six seasons, only two winning seasons of those six. You're two against four. So you tell me where your chief strategy officer is providing you tangible dividends. Because that's the whole reason you hired this guy, was to give you competitive advantages to win when it comes to the roster management, win with cap management, and then win on the field. And they do a good job with cap management. I can't say that they do a great job with roster management, and I sure can't say they do a great job when it comes to winning. So what's the point of having him?
I don't know, because I don't know what actually he does. I don't know what to blame him for. I don't know what to give him credit for. I don't know. That's part of the biggest issue with him is what is exactly his fault. No one has the actual answer to that. No one does. You cover the team. You don't know where he is. You don't know what he does. I don't know. No one does. Shroud, and the Browns have done, to their credit, Daryl, the Browns have done a great job of shrouding everything that could go wrong into mystery so that you don't actually know whose fault
so
it is.
So you can't say...
Whose fault is Deshaun Watson?
I don't know.
Is it Andrew Berry? Maybe.
It was a collective decision.
Give them credit. They do that really, really well. They do a really good job of making it impossible to know who to blame. They do a really good job of that. The one thing I do want to talk about with you, Daryl, is where the Browns are going to be playing their football games in the somewhat distant future.
By the way, does that even matter at this point?
It does. It does.